the people that have the pith instructions, they always have Dharma to practice, whether they are on the mountain or whether they are in the valley, whether they are a lot of people or a few people, they have the possibility and the Dharma to practice. There is this young person that went to jail from our village and is put together with other people. And in the jail is this one person that, apart from the time when they have to do work, he is always practicing. Even if people try to stop him from practicing, he still practices. Of course, when they have to work, then they work. But as soon as they come back from work, he would just lie there or sit there and practice. And when he smiled, it just moves everybody. And when they get something to eat, maybe a bun or some rice, this person will just eat a little bit and then share everything with everybody. And when they're working, and as soon as this person starts to smile or to laugh, it affects everybody around them. And nobody really knows who this person is, whether they're just a lay person or not. But this person uses every moment to practice. Maybe he's not reciting mantras, however, this person is always meditating, continuously meditating. So really, environment is not the most important. As long as you have Dharma to practice, no matter what environment you're in, you can practice. And when you have this Dharma to practice, practice it until we recognize the true nature of mind. What do we have to rely on? Then all we can rely on is interchanging appearances. So definitely, you must apply yourself in practice. And then if you're practicing, wherever you are is a pure mandala. Wherever you are, there is the guru. Wherever you are, there's an opportunity to practice. The deities are there. Are the wisdom deities and the guru not our true nature of mind? As long as I have life, I have the opportunity to practice. Like, for instance, this person in such difficult situations in jail, practicing and practicing continuously. Look at us. We meet one little obstacle. Maybe something's happening at home. Somebody disturbs us. And then our mind already is all over the place. And what does this show us is the lack of actual practice. For instance, we get sick or we meet with some very difficult obstacle. Then very easily, this stability of our mind is affected. Because the power of the external influence is greater than our ability to maintain a stable mind. However, if we have the realization of the true nature of mind, irrespective of what is happening, it is not going to be disturbed. No matter how difficult the situation, it's not going to be changed or influenced. And then what happens is our belief, our faith, becomes stronger and stronger. There might be aspects that affect our body. However, it won't affect our ability in remaining in the true nature of mind. It'll be unmoving. There is a student in Hangzhou, and the student has got very serious cancer, and they're going through chemotherapy. However, the student says, you know, I'm watching, I observe, and I see all of these changes and these experiences that my body is having. However, my mind hasn't been affected at all. And the student said, although I might be really experiencing physically a very serious and terrible disease, however, the state of my mind hasn't moved at all. It hasn't been affected at all. The student says, I just sit there abiding in the true nature of mind. And now I look at my body, it's just like an empty box. I know sooner or later it's going to be left behind. However, there's no influence on my ability to abide in the true nature of mind. And the student says, day and night I'm practicing. I'm just purifying some of my negative karma. The student says, it doesn't matter if I live or die. Right now, my mind already has freedom. Just look at the example of the student. They've already attained such a really good state of practice. I really rejoice in and praise the student. It's really quite incredible. Not only is the student not affected by external appearances, but also experiencing such physical pain and not being influenced much in terms of the state of their practice or the state of mind. When we face death, we have to face it alone. Who is going to help us in this process? It's very important that we practice. We must know to love ourselves moment by moment. Really, some of the things we engage in, not only is it not favorable to ourselves, but really it can really harm us, creating all sorts of sufferings for ourselves. The people with wisdom, they will do positive things. They know and they understand to moment by moment love themselves. And loving themselves, they know that the importance of practice. Practice is loving oneself. Loving oneself with wisdom. If there's no cause, there's no result. We must all understand this. And so really, we must all really understand cause and effect. And within our mind, maintain a pure state of mind. And so today, this was just a brief teaching. And I gave you some pith instructions, and you must understand these pith instructions. And when I give you the individual pith instructions, you must go and practice them. And the pith instructions most of you are receiving are the trekchor, the cutting through pith instructions. And for those of you that are practicing the individual pith instructions, practice them when you're finished the individual pith instructions, then you must receive the relevant necessary empowerments and all of these more advanced, profound empowerments and teachings I will provide. However, for the time being, the arising causes for you to receive these haven't ripened. After finishing the individual pith instructions, then also when the arising causes have ripened, I will teach you the Togal pith instructions. And the Togal instructions and practice will enable one to be able to attain rainbow body in this very lifetime. However, the essence of the practice are these trekchor pith instructions. And so in the future, once you've practiced these cutting through pith instructions very well, Rinpoche will then provide the relevant empowerments that are necessary for those students to continue their practice. However, it is very important for all of you to go and really diligently practice and apply yourselves in practice to be able to receive these empowerments. And most of you have already recognized the true nature of mind. And then when receiving these empowerments, when you're abiding in the true nature of mind, is completely different. Really, compared to if you're not in the true nature of mind, the difference is like the difference between heaven and earth. If we are abiding in the true nature of mind and the Guru gives us these empowerments, really the blessing is incredibly great. However, if we're not abiding in the true nature of mind, we're still in a state of conceptuality. Receiving these empowerments is of benefit. However, it is really still conceptual and is not of great benefit like that of abiding in the true nature of mind. Usually the conditions for receiving the great empowerment, usually the correct requirements for receiving the great perfection empowerments is that one has already recognized and is an abiding in the true nature of mind. And then one can really attain any of the empowerments and of any of the lineages because one has already recognized the true nature of mind. And then one's life becomes that of a life in the great Dhamma Dhatu. All our attachments and aversions and ignorance then becomes the life of being abiding in the Dhammakaya, the Sambhogakaya, and the Nimanakaya. And this is really of incredibly vast and great merit, and we can truly benefit sentient beings because our state of realization will be in unity with that of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And all of this is possible due to this very profound great perfection. And so it's very important that we practice very diligently and that we follow our enlightened Guru and receive these instructions and receive these empowerments. Right now, your most important work is to receive these auspicious pith instructions and to recognize your true nature of mind and unify bodhicitta and the state of the realization of the great perfection. And this really is the most important aspect of our practice of the Dharma. And this was a brief teaching regarding practice and the practice of the Trekchor cutting through pith instructions. And now Rinpoche is going to give all of those students that are present an empowerment.